KFHS-NHKPP. WA-FU. Hey, FU. PP.
This is cool. There's a guy with a chainsaw cutting down a telephone pole. 15 mile in Harper. Huh. What's up?
I guess it's okay if he's the guy that's supposed to be cutting down the telephone pole, but if he's the guy that's mad at the world and cutting down the telephone pole, probably not that good. Now I'm heading towards my client out in Oakland County. So, where is I? Van Dyke and M59 heading west.
Ah, there you go. Well, I don't know. The truck says Underground Contractors, Inc. So maybe he just, you know, being an underground contractor, maybe he doesn't like telephone poles. But, yeah, anyhow. Now, I'm going to be stuck pretty much here at this, right at this 15 and Harper area. I got work being done at one of my sites, and I can leave the guys for a little bit, run, you know, but mostly I gotta just be on site. So, that's my day. Right now I'm just looking for a breakfast sandwich or something, get back over there and be working remotely in the field. Oh, joy.
Yeah, it goes in cycles. Some days you can't wait to get out of the office, and yeah, this is a good thing, and I'm calling it good. And other days, you know, you're out to be in the field. So right now I'm at the point, you know, my work cycle that I can't stand to be in the office. Too much drama, too much heat. So we've got an office CEO that if it's not 78 in there, she's cold. And that's just kind of unacceptable. I walked in there this morning to grab some paperwork to find out where I was supposed to go. And she had the heater on and set at 78. I go, oh boy, wait till the boys get in. They're going to love this.
Well, I can attest that. I don't like drama and personnel issues. Those are the worst. Everything else is can handle, but yeah, personnel issues and office drama and oh god. Luckily we don't have a whole lot of that. But well, good. Getting out on the road. I don't get out nearly as much as I'd like to. I mean, I can, but I just don't have a reason to. And so when I do get an opportunity like this, I take advantage, you know. It's kinda nice. Not like the good old days where I was out on the road pretty much all day. So, well, right now I'm just, where am I at here? I dropped a little further down than I expected. I am down to 13 in Harper right now. Or am I? I don't know. I always get confused over here. So where do you got to go in Oakland? Whereabouts?
Road Commission. Air compressor contracts. You got the air compressor contracts. We've had them for quite a while. But our yearly meeting, how are we doing? What do they think? You know, I mean, it's not a big formal type meeting. It's with the shop foreman and, you know, what they want done, what they don't want done, how often they want things done, you know, things of that nature. So it's more of a casual, you know, business friend to business friend meeting. Nothing formal, no public, no officials, no nothing. Just, you know, hey, I like you guys, or hey, I need them here a little bit more often, or I need them here a little bit less, you know, that type of meeting.
Now, is this going to be at their service garage there where they do the fleet off right there in the little, you know, the complex off of Telegraph?
It's all of them, actually. There's a bunch here. There's one in Troy, Lake Orion, something, Nickel, Milford, it's all of them. So, you know, it's all or nothing with those guys, which is good. No, I mean, which one are you going to? Because the one right down there on the main campus with the sheriff's, you know, the jail and everything, is where they do their fleet maintenance, is connected to their radio shop. And there's several hams over there you may or may not know, a couple anyhow. And I don't think you do know Keith or the professor or any of them guys. But anyhow, there's a lot of interesting characters right there connected to the same place as their fleet maintenance garage. Yeah, I'm going to Pontiac Lake Road. I think I know what you're talking about. It's that big campus that kind of looks like a college, and there's all sorts of things in there. That's where they had the police and the firemen memorial built into there, too. I think I know what you're talking about. I think part of the jail or some part of the jail is in there. The sheriff's office is in there. That campus, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's kind of like the main campus, kind of like, you know, where the sheriff and the jail is, and then, you know, there's all sorts of services in through there, and I think they call it the Oakland County Service Center. I think that's what they call it, and it's off a telegraph there before you get up there to where it connects back into Dixie, you know, loop it, where it makes that hook and then dumps it to 24, but yeah, that garage there, if you're ever there, like I said, a lot of the guys next door, be some interesting characters if you were there. Although, unless, I wouldn't arrive unannounced, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm not there today. Today is Pontiac Lake Road, so that's another one. So, yeah, they've got them scattered all over, but my little interest in the world is just to make sure they get compressed air. Really, it's kind of funny because compressed air isn't as big of a thing as it used to be. Everybody's gone to, you know, all these electric cordless tools. You know, the lifts are even now electric battery operated. So used to be all of this stuff was all air, and air was everything to them. And, you know, if any of these shops, big or small, lost air, it was the end of the world. And nowadays, it's really not. I mean, they can wait, you know, a day or so before we get there. Not like the old days. Yeah, I never thought about that. You're right. I know in our garage, the guys have switched over to, I mean, I think the cordless impact wrench is probably the single greatest tool ever invented. Yeah, NAKPP. They have all migrated to this stuff, and some of this cordless stuff is almost more powerful, if not more powerful, than what the air stuff used to be. And I would imagine it's a lot more efficient, you know, because some of these compressors, you know, these are 10, 15, 20 horsepower jobs, and, you know, it takes a lot of watts to push a 20 horsepower electric motor. So, you know, and, you know, but I know when I walked by your shop, your radio shop, you know, they had just a little bitty home brew, you know, it wasn't even a commercial brew, 5-horse compressor in there. And so that tells me that they, you know, they hardly ever use the thing, because if it was in the old days, you know, that thing would have been toast a long time ago. So, yeah, but yeah, they're just a story. It ain't a big deal anymore. You know, it used to be when I was in my heyday doing all this stuff, you know, if a compressor went down, you better drop everything and get there. You know, it was like, we can't do nothing. And now it's, yeah, well, whatever, I don't want to pay the emergency call and all that other stuff. So, you know, technology, you know, electronics, us, ham radio, it's all, you know, it's all realmed into one, but it definitely has. Even their ratchets now, you know, their flashlights, all the stuff that they carry, it's all cordless stuff. You know, one company makes this really handy electric ratchet. We used to use air ratchets. Now they make the cordless ratchet, and that thing is just amazing too. And it's about the same size as an air device. So
getting a cordless drill. Yep, and that's, you know, and that's progress. That's, you know, everything's like that. I know my family, you know, I mean, if you go way back in time, my family were all, they were all rail people. They all worked in the rail industry. And for the longest time, I saw my grandfather, my great-grandfather's listing in the, oh, wait, did I not pass? I thought I passed the place I was looking for, but maybe not. Yeah, I did. Aha! I thought I passed the place I was looking for, but yet I did not. No, I couldn't. My great grandfather was listed as a, I thought it was a hustler, right? And I said, that's a weird thing to put on these census records for an occupation. Hustler? Now, I heard rumors that he, you know, he got off the boat from Ireland and he did a little boxing and a little chicken fighting and stuff like that. And I'm going to say, but, you know, but to actually list their occupation as hustler, I'm like, you know. And then I found out it was hostler. And so I looked that up and I said, oh, the man who tends to the horses at a motel. And I thought, okay, that doesn't match anything I knew. But, you know, who knows? I mean, right? And then I found out that was later, after the, you know, when the train era came in the late 1800s and all that, hostler became the guy that tended to the engines in the rail system. Ah, now it makes sense, because I know he worked in the rail along with my entire family. That's why they were in Clyde, Ohio, because there were like 7 rails all came into Clyde. It was like that was what it's famous for. And he was a hostler. He took care of the engines. So I'm like, okay. So I went from hustler to a guy that takes care of horses at a motel to aha. but anyhow, my point was is that, you know, we have these industries and everybody's in them and all that stuff. And then, you know, within a few years, that industry's just gone. I mean, you know, cars have taken over and, you know, and everything's like that. Just, you know, you look at so many things that were a thing that are no longer a thing. And the same thing, you know, air is slowly going to become, you know, it'll always be around, you know, but you know, it's, you know, it just changes, right? You know, and, completely. Radio has changed so significantly from when I started out in it to what it is today. I mean, it's just a completely different kettle of fish.
Yeah. Well, you know, another example, too, is like when we do these projects, okay, and you see them speculative air pipes, inch and a half, inch and a quarter, you know, air pipes, you know, all that stuff you don't need anymore either. So then you got to call up the engineer and just say, hey, dude, you're a little bit dated here, you know. Nobody does this stuff anymore because, you know, they don't need it. You know, like when they had the old in-ground hoist, they used to be air over hydraulic. And so they used to have like 240-gallon air storage tanks and a massive amount of pipes. So when they dumped all that volume into those air tanks to push the oil to get the cars up, well, nobody uses those anymore. Back to electric. So, you know, and so you don't need all that volume. And it's literally, like, sometimes you almost have to get into an argument when some customer says, you know, well, I want one with 240-gallon tanks and 40 horsepower and everything else. And, you know, and you say, dude, you don't need it, man. Save yourself, you know, because, you know, these things go up exponentially fast. You know, they really do. And you have to try to convince them that they don't need it.
Yeah, talk yourself out of business, right? So, all right, I just pulled up at a stop I got to make. I'm going to run in. If you're still out here when I get back, I'll catch you then. Otherwise, we'll catch you later. I'll be in and out probably throughout the day. After yours, W8FU.
My GPS says 7 minutes, so I'm going to be gone for probably an hour within 7 minutes, so I'll chat later. I tried a couple times to get a hold of KFS to confirm up, but I haven't yet. But he'll show up, I'm sure of it. And hey, KPP.
8 KPP.
KICKO. Listen.
Are you still out there in the
wild, wild wilderness? Heading to the F-Mobile. Can you
KF8S.
Hello, Charlie 8, thank you, Victor Foxtrot.
Heard a Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This is KF8S.
Good afternoon. Getting a little more rain, I see.
Yes, getting a lot of, well, we have wet pavement here in Shelby Township. Looked like it was raining a little bit earlier, but so far it's nice enough to walk outside and not get wet, but it's damp out there.
Okay, I'm in Saginaw Township. Actually, it's where I live, but to the east of that, off an I-75 heading home from work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're up north there. Yeah, it's a linked system. And I don't have the dashboard up, but probably coming through one of the repeaters up there on the CMN network.
Well, that's what I wonder. This had been a standalone repeater that is located down in an area called Burt, Michigan. So I've heard people on the repeater that normally I haven't heard before, so it looks like they have linked this repeater now as well.
It looks like it. I'm going to check in a moment, see exactly where the link is coming from. But, yeah, I don't know if it was a quiet repeater before, but probably just to give it some more activity, I guess.
Yeah, the repeater was owned by a gentleman up in Bay City, and this repeater is probably about 15 miles south of where he's located. And yeah, it was basically a quiet repeater. That's why I have had this on the dual band radio on the second channel and heard conversations on here, and it's kind of like, well, that's different unless people from Bay City or around the Saginaw area were using it. And I didn't recognize the calls, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. So, all right, just heard another call on there and just kind of figured to see where you were from and where, if they had linked it or not. So, yeah, I'll get some use now. It's got some good range because from my QTH, it's probably 15-plus miles away, and I'm just in the mobile on 5 watts, so it had some decent range out of it.
Okay, yeah, I can hear a little bacon frying in there, but totally readable and pretty clear as far as that goes. And yeah, I see on the hub here, it's KC8ELQ in Burt, Michigan, 442-200. And I'm talking to you. I'm actually coming in through All-Star, but normally I will use the FBI repeater down here in Warren, which is on 442-600. And it's also linked to Romeo, and there's a repeater in Romeo, Michigan, and one in Mount Clemens, and but it's making the trip. But yeah, it needs some activity out here from time to time. So very good. So are you pretty close to home, or are you still got a ways to go?
So we got have about 10 minutes to go here. So I was just seeing, I have to go take a look and see what else it's linked to here, because I know the other UHF repeaters in the area here, there's the Saginaw 75, and then couple other repeaters to see if it was linked to one of those, and it doesn't seem to be. So just, or at least I'm not picking anything up, so I have to take a look on the voter and see what other ones it's linked to, if there's anything else on there. I'm about 10 minutes out, so let me see if it might be up.
Yep, okay. Yeah, you're starting to fade out a little bit. But if you want to look to see what else is available, I don't know how easy it is for you to remember. This is Whiskey 8, Charlie Mike November, so W8CMN.net. Or just look for MI, like MI5, MI, you know, Central Michigan Network. If you go look at that page, they will have a list of all the repeaters. So 73 for now from KF8S.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. Fred, W8FSM, is our district emergency coordinator for District 3. Jeff, KB8SWR, is one of the officers of it. He's one of my assistant emergency coordinators for Saginaw County, so we do a lot of work with them. They have a lot of the wind link and link repeaters and other things up through here. So they're already on my page and linked here. I'm just don't have access to it mobile, so at least not while I'm driving. I'm not supposed to. So have a good afternoon, 73, KCMYBF.
Okay, start to Sean.
Have I talked to Sean? No. Was I supposed to talk to Sean? Or is he going to talk to me? I think you faded out there. I didn't get if you replied to me.
Okay, how about Richmond?
There you go. Now you're full quieting.
Anyway, just want to see if you could do lunch tomorrow. We all meet up at Sean's place and go from there.
Okay. Well, Thursday would be better because I have it off, but lunchtime, noontime is kind of tricky with calls and things, but if you guys are willing to wait for like maybe 12:30, I could probably join you.
Sean, are you listening?
I'm real busy with something right now, and I got somebody showing up here shortly for a contractor, so can't get too busy.
Will 12:30 lunch work tomorrow?
Probably. Let's just say yeah. And if I got a problem, I'll let you know shortly. I'll have to get on my calendar and see. I don't think I've got anything going on.
Okay. Well, then if it's okay with Dave, let's just pencil it for the moment. Sean, go back to doing what you're doing. We don't want to hold you up.
Very good. So I'm just testing a new microphone here. How is the audio? Is it, hopefully it's not overdriven or anything?
I actually like it. Your voice is more you, a little bit more defined, and you're not overdriven. You're actually perfect with it.
Very good. Yeah, this is a Shure microphone, S-H-U-R-E. It's I forget what the number was. MV6, the cheaper one. There's a more expensive one, MV7, but this is USB only. And I'm using a program on the Mac called Transceive.
So you use a USB microphone, Transceive. Does Transceive go to the hub? Is that where you, is that how you're doing it?
Yep, it's an it's an all-star client, and I'm connected to 48412, which is FBI headquarters. So, yep, and it's linked on into the 2600 and all that.
I like it. I mean, it sounds more you. You know, it sounds more natural. It sounds like when we're actually talking than rather, you know, like over a radio type thing. So I think it's perfect. The modulation level, as far as I'm concerned, is fine too.
Well, good to hear. Yeah, I hope to use this as an HF mic at some point, you know, when I finally at my my final destination, so to speak, and use this for talking. And, you know, because most of the HF radios have like a USB interface, so you just kind of route your microphone into it and then go from there. So, cool. But, yeah, I like to use that on All-Star. I don't have an antenna at this location. I can't get into I've got a lot of buildings around me, so trying to use an HD in here is pretty difficult. A lot of LED lights, too.
Yeah, but that's all temporary. You'll get that fixed up shortly. I heard you in and out about your plan, so you'll be good. Yeah, I put a diamond, a DX antenna in my backyard, back and clamped it on the back of the house so nobody could see it, which is, and I'm pretty far east, and the antenna's on the west side of the house, so it works remarkably well for me, you know, inside the house.
Yeah, I have some ideas. I'm going to probably hide stuff on the corner. I mean, mostly I don't think they want TV antennas, the ugly-looking TV antennas. If you just hide a little whip antenna, maybe even paint it the same color as the house or the sky, nobody's going to care.
Yeah. I thought TV antennas and satellite dishes and everything else was one of those things that cannot get regulated by HOA. You know, I know the ham thing. I got that. But or the HOA and the ham antennas. But I thought that they did make a ruling on terrestrial communications, you know, for people that refuse to go with the cable. I thought that they couldn't, like, make satellite dishes or terrestrial antennas for TV illegal. I thought that was a big no-no.
Yeah, I think it's more of, like, if it's in the HOA document. So, like, for example, Rochester Hills, right? They have no antenna restrictions in the city. But if you're in a community there, in an HOA community, you sign something that says you agree to not put up an antenna. But I think you're right. Satellite dishes are, you know, the little small ones. Then in my HOA, they had, like, restriction. Couldn't be bigger than this, which is what, you know, the HD satellite, you know, DirecTV. So they allow it. It's just, they don't want people putting up, making their house looking like a porcupine. I think if you are respectful and you kind of just put it on the side of your house where nobody's really going to see it from the street, I don't think anybody's going to ever say anything, even though it technically might not be allowed. But, you know, unless you got a neighbor that really is just going to be one of those neighbors. You know, UHF antennas can be really tiny, so I know for a fact I could probably hide something, or I can just put something in the attic.
Yeah, I think you can get away with that, you know, because you're right. When we went digital, we went UHF completely, and everything has gotten in, you know, relatively small antenna does a lot, so I think you're okay there. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for what's getting pushed over the air still to these days. So, sir. Well, I am pulling in the driveway. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to check out that program or post that program on Telegram, whatever it is. I want to see that because I got a couple MacBooks in the house. I'd like to try that out. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's one of many ways to do it. Transceive is a good Mac program. And then, you know, there's, you know, you can even make your own node and use DV switch. So that, but that's a topic for another discussion. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. I'll put a link to the program. KFADA.
KPP, talk
later. All good for 12:30 tomorrow.
Got it.
Still a lot of rain coming down. If you look over I-69 and Coldwater, you can see that.
KF8S from W8FU.
Thank you.